Welcome to a special series of Steppin' Out Radio, brought to you by the nonprofit organization Stop Stigma Now. Stop Stigma Now believes we need to eradicate the stigma associated with the medical treatment of addiction. Stop Stigma Now wants everyone taking methadone or similar medications and their family members to feel proud of what they've accomplished in finding the strength and courage to overcome an addiction to opiates. Ultimately, Stop Stigma Now's mission is to stop the stigma and prejudice directed at both the treatment and the patients. Here with us to discuss how we can all band together and learn what can be done to stop stigmas, our special guest, Dr. Robert Newman, an expert in the field of opioid addiction, and your host from Steppin' Out Radio, Denise McEntee. If you'd like to get involved in this worthwhile cause and be part of the solution, go to their website at stopstigmanow.org. That's stopstigmanow.org.
Wow, that was some introduction, and I am so excited and honored, really, to have Dr. Newman with us, as the intro just said. Robert Newman is a worldwide advocate to combat stigma, which is such a problem, not just in the United States, but literally around the world. So, Dr. Newman, welcome, and thank you for joining us at Steppin' Out Radio and Stop Stigma Now. I understand you're a board member of Stop Stigma Now, and if any of you out there that are listening want to help end stigma, I urge you to go on their website. Again, it's www.stopstigmanow.org if you want to donate. They're looking for support, so get involved, because stigma really affects all of us. So again, welcome, Dr. Newman, and thanks
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to have been asked to participate. And yes, indeed, I am a board member of Stop Stigma Now and have been almost from the beginning of the organization. And I'm also a very long-standing colleague and friend of a number of the other board members. So I know the organization well and have great respect for it.
Yes, it's a great organization, and we're really partnering with them on this series because, you know, with the radio show that we do, we hear the stories, but we never hear, you know, what happens when you go out in the world and have to deal with the stigma. So if you could just give us a little background about how you started in the field and how you became really the world's advocate for stigma.
Yeah, it was really, to a large extent, serendipity. I had had no training in the field of addiction or addiction treatment. I was still a resident in public health with the New York City Health Department. This was 1970. And one day I was called in by the health czar of New York, who happens to have been a man, Gordon Chase, who was only 37 years old. He had no academic training beyond a bachelor's degree with a major in, I think, political science, but he had a lot of common sense, and he was not weighed down by misconceptions that sometimes interfere with common sense. And he, the head of the health system in New York, called me in one day when I was still a resident and said, I hear you have an acquaintanceship with Dr. Dole and Dr. Nyswander, who created methadone maintenance and demonstrated its effectiveness. I have decided that opiate addiction is the number one health problem in New York, and I've been advised, says this health czar, that there is only one possible way to afford treatment, an effective treatment, promptly to every single person who wants it, and that's with methadone maintenance. And I want you, Bob Newman, to create immediately a program that is so large and so spread out over the city that we will indeed be able to publicize treatment on request to all who want it. And I didn't have the sense to fight him on this. He didn't know enough to realize that that was something that every professional in the field thought was impossible. And together we managed within 2 years to build a program from zero patients to over 10,000 patients in New York City. And indeed, after about 2.5 years, we were able to have public service announcements saying if you or a loved one have a problem with opiate addiction, treatments available, call the following number. And that, in a nutshell, is how I got involved in the field.
And you became passionate. Then it became your passion, right?
Yeah. Well, it became my passion, and I must say, perhaps it's a bit unusual. My residency, my specialty training, and my board certification, ultimately, they were all in the field of public health. And certainly, especially working for the New York City Health Department, I was keenly aware of the need to meet public health goals. But I have to confess that my primary mission, as I saw it from the very beginning, was to provide individual care that was effective, that was helpful, that was wanted by the patients. And admittedly, that individual focus was on a massive scale. I mean, the 10,000 methadone maintenance patients on the side, we created an outpatient detox program that treated over 22,000 patients a year.
Wow.
So we're talking about a lot of individuals. But my primary goal, and this is why I trained to be a physician, was to provide the very, very best care I could to individual patients for whom I was responsible, and I recognized to be able to do that, I had to demonstrate that the public also received enormous benefits from the care that was being provided.
And they did, right? I mean,
they certainly did, and this was documented early on, and it's been documented consistently in New York and in places around the world for the last 45 years.
And you work around the world, am I correct?
I do work around the world, and it started initially, I've always had an interest internationally, but it started initially right after I stepped down as head of the city's methadone program. I was asked by the government of Hong Kong to come and spend several months in Hong Kong to help them create the outline of a methadone program that would accomplish what we accomplished in New York. And their goal was identical. They wanted to be able to publicly announce methadone treatment on request promptly to every single person who wants and needs it. And I outlined a program for them. They implemented it spectacularly well. 10,000 patients at any one time receiving methadone treatment in Hong Kong, and they were able to have posters all over town saying, if you or a loved one have a problem with heroin, all this number.
And there was a big problem.
It was indeed a big problem, and then that set the stage for my involvement in a number of other places, especially Europe, because I'm bilingual, German, English, and I had some German colleagues who reached out to me, and I was very active
with
nationally televised broadcasts and lectures and community meetings and so on. And I've been involved in a lot of countries ever since.
That's great. Okay, thank you for listening. This is part, we're doing a series, as I said at the beginning of this interview with Dr. Robert Newman. And we're going to wrap up now and thank you. But stay tuned for the next part two of this series where we are going to define what stigma really is and give some examples. I urge you again to go to the website stopstigmanow.org and get involved. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with more of Dr. Robert Newman.
If you'd like to get involved in this worthwhile cause and be part of the solution, go to their website at stopstigmanow.org. That's stopstigmanow.org.